In Belgrade, a delegation of university students from the southern city of Niš spoke directly with Serbian President Slobodan Milošević today. They were the first pro-democracy demonstrators to meet with Milošević since his government annulled opposition election victories 4 weeks ago. It was that move that set off massive daily protests in the capital and other Serbian cities. Today, on the 30th day of demonstrations, the students marched into the capital to a rousing welcome, and for the first time they were joined by representatives of organized labor. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports.
Just before midday, the bedraggled students arrived in downtown Belgrade, limping from blistered and bloodied feet, but in buoyant spirits. They had taken turns in three marching shifts to cover 150 miles in 48 hours, accompanied by others in cars with supplies of food. Nikola Bošinović, a fourth-year electronic engineering student, describes the reactions they encountered along the road to the capital.
People who live near and even from faraway towns, 50 kilometers away, they came down the road only to cheer us and to give us their support. And I'm so happy about these people. I'm so proud that I made these people happy. I know they all believe in us. You know, we'll have everything here. I hope this country will be free now, and I hope we'll be a big part of this country one day.
The Niš students joined their Belgrade peers at the philosophy department. Its centrally located building has become headquarters of the student protest movement, its walls covered with posters. One of them refers to hidden police cameras believed to be monitoring those participating in the demonstrations. It reads, "Smile, you're on candid camera." Over the last 2 weeks, riot control police units have been noticeably absent on the streets. But it's an open secret in Belgrade that before the daily demonstrations begin, officers take up position in strategic buildings, especially those along the protesters' route. Today, a bus pulled up outside the gray stone building that houses the Serbian president's offices, and about 30 policemen poured out. From a nearby van, they picked up their equipment, bulletproof vests and helmets with plastic face shields. The police took up their positions indoors just before a phalanx of marching workers came up the street. Their destination was not Milosevic's office, but the building across the street, the seat of the Serbian parliament. Rade Radovanovic, president of the independent union, announced proudly that this was the first time organized labor had joined the protest movement.
We decided to come in front of the assembly building to protest in this peaceful revolution of ours, to protest against the attempt of the authorities to pass certain laws that are against the rights of workers.
The Serbian parliament was to discuss today a draft labor bill, which economists say could leave up to 800,000 people jobless by the beginning of the year. But last night, parliament postponed the debate, a move seen as an attempt to avert trade union actions in support of the anti-Milosevic movement. But according to Radovanovic, the parliament's move backfired. He said 2,000 workers representing factories throughout the country came to Belgrade, and they carried company banners and shouted, "We want bread." However, as we moved away from the crowd, we noticed several men who were mingling among the protesting workers, but they were talking into their sleeves. Like the students, the factory workers were also protesting the government's cancellation of opposition municipal victories last month. In a move seen as a first concession, Milosevic-controlled courts reversed themselves this week and restored opposition wins in Niš and another town near Belgrade. But Života Živković, an opposition leader from Niš who joined the workers' march, was cautious about declaring victory. He suspected the ruling is just a ploy by Milosevic, who might have further tricks up his sleeve to hold on to power.
We will be certain about our victory once we sit in our MP's chairs, that is in the town hall assembly. Not before that. There is a saying here that if you got bitten by a snake, you're going to be afraid of a lizard. After so many bites in these 7 or even 50 years, we have to be afraid of cockroaches and other bugs in Niš.
While we were talking to the workers, a delegation of Niš students went to see Milosevic. They delivered a letter and documents they say prove the opposition was robbed of its election victory. Nikola Bošinović, the young man we'd met earlier as he marched into the city, was part of the delegation.
At the very moment we were talking, more than 30 or 40,000 people were some hundred meters from there. And I don't know what is the pressure for President Milosevic, but I can tell you that we can hear all the time, all 10 or 15 minutes that we were in there, we can hear very well the whistling and the yellowing and the screaming from the street. And I think that's one kind of pressure.
Nikola said Milosevic received the Niš students in a large room and promised them he'd punish all those who have breached the law. Only Serbian TV, which is dominated by Milosevic, was allowed into the 20-minute meeting. Nikola said the students interrupted the president several times, purposefully, so that the encounter could not be edited and serve only the president's purposes. This evening, on the nightly news, the Milosevic student encounter was the lead. The 15-minute-long report was edited, and most of the shots were close-ups of the president. His face tense, he warned the students that no matter how strongly their leaders seek help from the West, Serbia will not be ruled by foreign hands. Serbia, he said, will be its own master. This is Silvia Poggioli in Belgrade.